It is
Blake's Takes for God's Sakes.
Ooh, it is a podcast that comes out every single Wednesday, whether you like it or not, Buster. It is Wednesday, the 22nd of March. And like March, everyone, I'm coming in like a lion and I'm coming out like a ham is what I'm going to do. That is right. One thick fucking slice of ham. And that is the God's honest John Wilkes Booth truth. The Wilkes Booth truth. Now, if I had any time whatsoever, I would start a podcast in the character of John Wilkes Booth, and I would call it the Wilkes Booth Truth. And the content of that podcast, see, this would actually legitimately be the issue with that podcast, is that the content of it would be so offensive and horrifying that I mean, maybe that's why you do it, right? Because if you haven't gotten the idea yet, the premise of the podcast is that I each week I do an impression, or I become the character of John Wilkes Booth, the great assassin. Here's a question. John Wilkes Booth, and maybe I'm just so in this that I can't, that I'm just so just up to my belt in this situation, that how famous, I have no, here's the statement, I have no concept as to how truly famous, dare I say infamous, John Wilkes Booth is. Because he is, I don't think I'm telling tales out of school here, is no doubt, hands down, pistol, gun, boots up on the ottoman, far more famous than Lee Harvey Oswald's, correct? I think we can all agree upon that. Now, why is that? Is it because, wait, Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK, right? This is all very interesting right now. I'm about to fucking crack the code. He did kill JFK, allegedly. I don't know why the Kennedy assassination is so, it just truly has no interest to me whatsoever. John F. Kennedy as a president, I don't find particularly compelling, because I think why most people liked him or are obsessed with John F. Kennedy is because he saw a putty cat. He did see a putty cat. JF, and that's what we're going to call this episode. John F. Kennedy saw a putty cat. I'm going to say that into a phone. John F. Kennedy saw a putty cat. I can't believe Siri spelled putty cat the right way. He did see a putty cat. So you have two presidents, right? One Irish, one Republican, one with Marfan syndrome, the other a fan favorite. And you have two assassins, allegedly. John Wilkes Booth for Mr. Lincoln, and Lee Harvey Oswald for Mr. Kennedy. Now, look at the fame. So I think the fame, riddle me this, riddle me that, riddle me it. I believe the chasm, dare I say the chasm of difference between the fames of John Wilkes Booth and Lee Harvey Oswald. John Wilkes Booth, I would say, is it double digits times more famous than Lee Harvey Oswald? I would say so. It's at least 6. I would say 12. I would say that John Wilkes Booth is 12 times more famous than Lee Harvey Oswald. I'm laughing because there's no fucking way you could prove any of this, right? Like, if you disagree, you're like, oh no, Blake, I don't think it's 6. And then if I was like, well, is it 12? Blake, there's no way to measure this. That's why it's so fascinating. So I would say that John Wilkes Booth, 12 times more famous than Lee Harvey Oswald, right? However, if we're accepting that data that I've just given you, and if we're shooting each other straight, it is in your best interest to accept that data I just gave you. That's the case. Then you would assume Lincoln is 12 times more famous than Kennedy, but that is not the case at all. I don't even think Abraham Lincoln is twice as famous as Kennedy. Therefore, how could Abraham Lincoln's assassin be that much more famous than Lee Harvey Oswald? Let's think about that for a moment. Let's think about that for 40 moments. Now, does that mean 40 seconds? Or does that mean 40 minutes? Lee Harvey Oswald, 5'9". See, that is how an assassin gets made. You can't be 5'9". You can be 5'10". You can be 5'8". To be 5'9" is a fucking problem for me. Wait, so Lee Harvey Oswald died. How did he die? I don't have fucking time to look up when Lee Harvey Oswald died. He had a gunshot wound. Who did it? Who shot him? Oh, I know what a gun... Oh, Jesus Christ. So here's what just happened, folks. I'm about to click on Lee Harvey Oswald Wikipedia, and it says cause of death, gunshot wound, and there's a hyperlink there. So to me, the hyperlink would lead to... how to his cause of death, who shot him, right? So if gunshot wound is the hyperlink, then that should lead to, oh, okay, he was shot by police or something. You want to know where it led? It led to what a gunshot wound is. Not this in particular? Wait, so tell me, how did he die? Yes, cause of death. Gunshot wound. How? Who shot Lee Hart? Who shot the shooter? And who shot the deputy? He shot J.D. Tippit. Who the fuck is J.D. Tippit? He was arraigned for murder. He was interrogated, but how did he die? We're escorting Oswald through the basement of Dallas Police and toward an armored car. When Jack Ruby, I know that name, came from the side of the crowd and shot him in the abdomen at close range. As the shot rang out, a police detective recognized Ruby and exclaimed, "Jack, you son of a bitch." There's no need for that sort of language, detective. He's just a girl living in the world. Yeah, he shot the president, but then he didn't shoot the deputy. And that's really all I have to fucking talk about. Interesting. Jack Ruby, you motherfucker. You son. What if the Do you think we would know? I bet America was so prude in the early 60s that if that detective, instead of saying, "Jack, you son of a bitch," said, "You filthy motherfucker," we wouldn't even know. We wouldn't even know if he said that. So let's get back. Let's get back to this. Let's get back to this situation. So we have. Where was I? Just a quick recap. John Wilkes Booth, 6 to 12 times more famous than Lee Harvey Oswald, the man. I would even call him a fucking coward. The coward who shot our Catholic Irish president, Jonathan Kennedy. No one ever calls him that. It's because it's not his name. Shoots him dead. So how much more famous is Abraham Lincoln than JFK? It is just John F. Kennedy. So it isn't his name is John F. Kennedy, not Jonathan F. Kennedy. What is that about? That is some Kennedy shit. So, okay. Shouldn't Abraham Lincoln be 6 to 12 times more famous than JFK? He's not, though. And let's just look at these resumes real quick, all right? You have Abraham Lincoln, who is on the $5 bill. Check. What currency is JFK on? The 50-cent piece. Which, for my money, is probably my favorite money. The 50-cent piece, the silver dollar, if you will. But that's not what it is at all, because it's a silver, it's the half dollar. No one calls it the silver dollar, because that's not what it is. It's the half dollar. And I like that coin the best, because it's big. And that's really all I have to say about it. It's a big fucking coin. So how does a president who was president during the Civil War, was behind the Emancipation Proclamation, free, quote unquote, well, he didn't literally free the slaves, but for all intents and purposes, freed the slaves, and was president during the Civil, this nation's one actual Civil War, I'm sure there's another one coming quite soon, and just did the Gettysburg Address, President's Day, who do you think? I would say the two most famous presidents are Washington and Trump. No, or Washington and Lincoln are the two most famous U.S. presidents of all time. And then, who's in the running for third? It's not Adams or Jefferson, because they were more famous for the American Revolution, for their jobs as, like, representatives, you know? Now, is that a fact, what I just said? I think it is. I just didn't say it articulately. I just didn't say it articulately. So who else is in the running? Ulysses S. Grant is not, because he's known as a general. Teddy Roosevelt is, but he was not president during a massive conflict. The massive conflicts are on the heels of it. The quickest way to get yourself recognized as one of the most famous. I was about to say he wasn't even the most famous Roosevelt. That's not true. I believe FDR, and I don't agree with this as a concept, but FDR is less famous than Teddy Roosevelt. Because Teddy Roosevelt, who I am not positive if he was more than a one-term president. Let's look that up. This is, I'm going to be honest, probably the most interesting to me episode I've ever done. When was his presidency? Presidential term. Oh, he was a two-term president. Okay. Oh, I see. Because McKinley was assassinated. McKinley, William McKinley, the least favorite, least famous president. Because Rutherford B. Hayes, at least he had a funny name, and you can remember that. William McKinley, Herbert Hoover he's less famous, because at least McKinley was assassinated. So let's get back to this. Let's get back to my theory, all right? I'm enjoying the shit out of this right now. You have no fucking idea. It's like my favorite topic. is who's more famous. So I would say Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt is more famous than FDR in the United States because of his name. Teddy Roosevelt, he also had an original look, big mustache, glasses, and was like one of the Rough Riders. He was a really, you know, he would bare knuckle box would be the rumors about him. He was a very interesting character, right? Whereas FDR, I would say, would obviously be more famous globally because he served more terms than any other president in U.S. history, which is wild. It is wild that he served, what, like 3.5 terms? Let's look that up. Because if you know, if you study history, like I do, like I study it all. I actually do kind of. Franklin D. Roosevelt, how many terms? He was a president. Franklin D. Roosevelt was a president for 12 years. He was elected to 4 terms. Isn't that wild? Because he needed to. That's why he did it. That's why I did it. Served 4 terms, which FDR is one of my favorite presidents. However, it is fucked up that he served 4 terms. Like, he shouldn't have served 4 terms. Because that's a slippery slope. Or what if, like, another president who was a shitty president was saying, yeah, I just feel like I need to just keep running for office. It's like, well, you can't. You already served all the terms. Yeah, but I think everyone's really stressed out. Everyone's really stressed out right now. So I think I need to run for 2 more terms. And he was president during World War II. I would argue that is the second World War. But the first in our hearts. I would definitely argue that. And who else would even challenge those people? Because so in terms of a president during a non-major conflict, I guess you have Andrew Jackson is a very famous president as well. He's on Money, also a fucking villain, was horrific to Native Americans, kind of a piece of shit. Lyndon B. Johnson, famous, but Nixon, that's a good one, Blake. Nixon's a very famous one. I would argue that Nixon, here's the fame, but we haven't gotten to Kennedy yet. Here, the 2 leaders in the clubhouse, the first tier is Lincoln and Washington, not necessarily in that order. Then you get into Teddy Roosevelt, Andrew Jackson. Let's throw FDR in there. And Nixon, I think, are all in that tier as well. And then, I mean, it's too early for Obama, but he was the first fucking black president. Like, what is he not going to be? You know what I mean? And he served 2 terms. Oh, Woodrow Wilson. No. So, Franklin Polk. I would say he's probably bigger than Lincoln. So you have those tiers, right? Those 2 top tiers. I'm probably forgetting someone, but I doubt it. So you have Lincoln and Washington in the first tier. Then you have the 2 Roosevelts, Nixon, and I would even put Kennedy in between those 2 tiers in terms of the most famous president. This guy was president for 2 fucking years, all right? Was really not much. I mean, Vietnam was floating around there, yes. Bay of Pigs. But he was only president for 2 years. So why else is he incredibly famous? It's kind of the stuff that isn't necessarily to do with his presidency, where he comes from a political family and a family that is, oh, Reagan. I'll throw Reagan in that second tier. What a fucking piece of shit. Yeah, you gotta throw Reagan in that second tier with I would say he's a slight tier below Nixon. He's in the B in that C tier. So But he's almost in that B tier. Because Reagan, go back to that, was a famous American actor and also was Mr. Conservative, like the person that everybody, oh, that all the conservatives love to suck off so much. And so that's why he's so famous. Right? Now, back to Kennedy. So he wasn't, I mean, like, let's throw, okay, so we have Vietnam, but again, only president for 2 years. So Vietnam's floating around. Then you also have, he was the member of a major political family, and then you have Ted Kennedy, you have RFK, his brother, who was also assassinated, some horrific shit. You got Chappaquiddick. His father, was it Joseph Kennedy, was a massively famous person. But then you have the fact outside of politics. He was allegedly very handsome, John F. Kennedy. He was very young. He was the first Irish Catholic president. He was the first president with a really strong accent. Can I back that up? No, I cannot. And also, finally and most importantly, was assassinated on television. And there are massive conspiracy theories surrounding his assassination. Did the CIA do it? Was there a magic bullet? Where was the was there a second bullet? Marilyn Monroe tried to was fucking him up and down the street. Jackie Kennedy, everybody loved Jackie Kennedy. It was just some crazy drama with that Kennedy family. And that is why Kennedy, despite his lack of actual, I don't want to say notoriety, but of action as a president, is only 1.5 times less famous than a man who's on the $5 bill, a man who freed the slaves, a man who literally was president when the company was the company, when the, if that's how I feel about capitalism, when this country was torn in half by the Civil War. And yet, this man who's only 1.5 times less famous, one of the reasons why he's so famous, his assassination, is the man who conducted that assassination, allegedly, with as much mystery surrounding it as it is still 6 to 12 times less famous than Abraham Lincoln's assassin, John Wilkes Booth. That's shocking to me. That's fucking shocking to me. Now, this whole podcast could fall apart if you believe that this is a false premise. And if you believe this is a false premise, that means that you believe I'm a false prophet, and I will not fucking have that. I don't think that's funny. I don't think that's funny at all. Which president was in a wheelchair? Who Googles things like this? Hmm? Oh my God, a squirrel just ran across something. Now I'm fucked. That's a bad sign. It's very bad. So, let's get back to this. Why is John Wilkes Booth so much more famous than Lee Harvey Oswald? Three names. That's a hack. It's a hack joke, but they say that serial killers and assassins all have three names, or they're often called by three names. That's really the question, right? Like, it's people go, "Oh, why do a serial? Oh, if you go by three names, you're a serial killer or you're an assassin." It's like, no, I think we just take people who are serial killers and assassins and we call them by all three of their names. Which came first, the chicken or the fucking egg? These are all interesting questions. These are very interesting questions. And here's my argument, all right? I believe that, yes, John Wilkes Booth was going to become more famous in, well, let's look at the, either way, because obviously Lincoln is incredibly famous. It, or it is more famous than Kennedy, even if it's 1.5 times more. So let's look at the assassinations themselves. John Wilkes Booth in a theater, right? Already Ford's Theater. We know the name of the theater, correct? Abraham Lincoln is taking in the performance. John Wilkes Booth, an actor, which a lot of people don't know this, though. So on paper, this should kind of explain part of why he's so much more famous than Lee Harvey Oswald. But John Wilkes Booth was an incredibly famous actor in the time, which is hard to comprehend. But it would be like if George Clooney was an, like, assassinated the president of the United States. Like, he was that famous and came from, like, a fairly well-known family, I believe. So during this play, what's his face? John Wilkes Booth pulls out a pistol and shoots Abraham Lincoln and screams, "Sic semper tyrannis," which, if you don't speak Latin, I don't know why you listen to this podcast, because this is the type of podcast that Latin speakers listen to. You're listening to Blake's Takes, for God's sakes, the number one podcast for people who speak Latin. It's not a dead language to us. It's not a dead language to us. And so he screams, "Sic semper tyrannis," which in Latin means death to tyrants, I believe. Was that also yelled when Caesar was stabbed to death? If it was even Caesar, even Stevens? When the great Roman emperor, even Stevens, was stabbed to death during the Ides of March, fires a bullet through Lincoln's head, and Lincoln dies. He dies either later that night or the next day. Dead. He dies dead. Pretty theatrical. Excuse me. Pretty theatrical. Excuse the pun. Now let's look at this other one. Let's look at the other assassination. They're going down Dallas, the street. Dallas, the street. A street in Dallas. And a shot rings out. This is being filmed on television. Bullet goes through Kennedy's head. It's disgusting. People don't talk about that enough with the JFK assassination. It is horrifically sad. Yes, we all know this. No one's arguing that. It's horrifically sad. It's a tragedy. It's a nightmare. It was also disgusting. Okay? And there were so many conspiracy theories. So wouldn't you think, which, you know, the Lincoln assassination was more straightforward. Wouldn't you think that all the conspiracy theories that still surround the Kennedy assassination would boost Lee Harvey Oswald's star meter up? Or is that why it's still down, right? Is it because there's so many different, how do you say, theories, where maybe people think it wasn't even Lee Harvey Oswald? Also, Lee Harvey Oswald was assassinated by Jack Ruby, that son of a bitch. Not my words, the detectives. So is it the fact that it may not have, let's do it again. Is it the fact that it may not have even been Lee Harvey Oswald is what makes him less famous? That's possible. I think that might be it. I think we may have just found it. Because there are so, the mystery surrounding the Kennedy assassination is actually much bigger than the assassin who was allegedly behind it. We just figured it out. Incredible. How many podcasts on earth do things like this? How many podcasts on earth spend one half of 1 hour getting into who's more famous or why? No, I'm not getting into that. It's very true that John Wilkes Booth is more famous than Lee Harvey Oswald. I'm going to go with 6 times now that I've been talking for this long. I know I jumped to 12. It's 6. It is six. That's still a lot. That is still a lot of times. And I guess the biggest lesson you could have learned from this is the fact that if Abraham Lincoln, if you're listening, if he had just fucked around a little bit more, you'd be at least two times more famous than JFK. You are listening to Blake's Takes, for God's sakes. It is a podcast that comes out every single Wednesday. I am going to go pee-pee, so I'm going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Blake is really funny. Blake is really cool. Blah, 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 blah.
Blake.
And we are back. I should have mentioned this earlier in the podcast, but we are moving. Low T was originally supposed to be tonight. We've had to move that to a week from today. So it will be on the 29th, Wednesday, March 29th. That night will be when Low T is. So I will send out to the patrons, patreon.com/Blake Wexler. I will be sending out the, what's it called? The link. Jesus. I will be sending out the link to the podcast get together on Zoom, ahead of time. All right. So it is going to be on March 29th, Wednesday, at either 9 or 9:30 p.m. That's when we're doing it. The reason why I had to move it is I had a stand-up gig come up. And it was money that I couldn't turn down. So that's why I am why I've done this. So anyway, that is what's going on. And I'm still very, very excited for Low T. It'll be a great hang. I can't wait to see all of you who join. And again, if you want to do that, it's patreon.com/Blake Wexler. You can join for $1 a month and I will deliver you from evil. Amen. Now, a few more things I wanted to talk about before I wasn't going to talk about that Kennedy thing at all, believe it or not. So, few quick things is that I drove to New York on Sunday night. I had a show there at Union Hall, which was a lot of fun. Brittany Carney hosts the show, who is one of my favorite comedians, and she's amazing. So, great show. Really, Shane Torres, Tom Takkar, Caitlin Cook, Nat Townsend, Naomi, forget Naomi's name. I apologize. Not that she'll ever fucking hear this, but it was a really, really fun show. And Tommy McNamara. So I drove up there, and it's interesting visiting places as you get older, because I found that cities as you get older, especially obviously if you visited them or lived in them when you were younger, they end up getting a different context, where New York to me has had many different contexts over the years. I wouldn't say many, I would just say more than several. I think several would actually be a more accurate depiction of that statement. But I would, when I was a kid, going to New York would be, oh, I'm going to go see a show with my parents, or walk around at Christmas time and see the tree at Rockefeller Center. It was very, I would rarely go up there. I grew up when I was like until I was like 8, 6, 7 or 8 years old as a Yankees fan, because my dad was a big Yankees fan, because he grew up in New York, and I would go up there for games, but it was always like, oh, with my parents. Going up to New York was just like a treat, you know? And then in my teens, when I first started doing stand-up, I would do these things called new talent nights, where you would have to bring people to the show in order to get stage time. So basically it just guaranteed that there would be an audience there for the booker, who is generally a comedian who would want to perform on the show. And then also for, you know, the club to put the show on. Like, it was never a prime time show, right? Like, it would never be, oh, at 8 o'clock tonight, a teenage Blake Wexler and a bunch of people who've never done stand-up before are going to perform at Caroline's Comedy Club. It was like, no, the show is going to be at 4 p.m., and it will be done by 5:30 p.m. And tickets are going to be like $30 a piece for you to watch comedians who have never done stand-up before, and then there'll be a few drop-in, like, professional comedians to make it, like, kind of an okay show. You know what I mean? So my thing was, like, in my mind, I was like, oh, if I go up to New York when I'm a teenager, I'll make it big. And that, obviously, is just not how it works, but that was my impression of New York after that. And then I would go up there, like, while I was up there, we would go to the NBA store and go shopping. And then since then, it's been, you know, during college, I would visit my friends there and we'd go drinking all fucking night. And I would go do stand up there. But I've always taken the bus or the train up there, unless my parents were driving me when I was a kid. So this was the first time I ever had, as a grown up, a sober day in New York, and B, one that I drove. And it's funny, you hear people love to pump New York up, like, oh, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. And like, oh, New Yorkers got big balls, you know, just stare that shit about New York. And when I drove into New York City, it's funny, I was not mentally prepared. And I've lived in cities my entire life. I've driven in cities my entire life. I've driven in Boston. I've driven in Philly. I've driven in LA. I've driven through all these, like, DC. There is, when you drive through the Holland Tunnel into Manhattan, a different, where you will get slapped around if you're not an aggressive driver. You can't give anyone the benefit of the doubt. You just need to be a bad person, is really how you need to drive. And as soon as I drove in there, I was like, fuck, I missed a turn where I should have made a left. But I'm like, oh, but if I make a left, I'm going to slow down some traffic behind me. And then 30 seconds later, it's like, fuck everyone behind me. Fuck everyone in front of me. This is every person for themselves. And I really, honestly, their lives are not my goddamn problem. I'm sorry. The fucking allergies are acting. Sorry, it was funny. I was going to say it was off-putting. It was more funny than it was off-putting. Someone sneezing on their own podcast. So when I got up there, I'm like, wow, this is wild. And finally, I got used to the driving part. I was able to park. I was able to. So, like, I'm a good driver. Like, I drive all the time. I'm a very good driver, an experienced driver. But it is a different vibe when you go to New York. But I figured out the driving quickly. Got lunch with my friend Joe. And there was a funny moment. We were both, like, we were just going through a walk through the Lower East Side in the East Village. And we were going to get food. And I go, we were walking by this bar, and in my head, before he said anything, I'm like, that looks like an awesome bar. And he goes, that's one of my favorite bars in New York. And we just stood there on the corner of this New York street, just two alcoholics just staring at this bar for like 10 seconds. And he goes, you want to go in? And I go, he was like, he had a very busy, you know, a couple days, like, out drinking and stuff, you know, like at a comedy festival. And I was driving, so I didn't want to even have like one beer because I didn't want to be tired for the rest of the day. And he goes, you want to go in? And I go, God, I want to. I just can't. And he goes, I'm so glad you said that. And then we just kept walking. It was a very, very funny, mature moment. And then then I drove into Brooklyn, which was cool. I saw Greenpoint, where I've never been before. It's everyone always goes, oh, it's an old Polish neighborhood. I didn't see one fucking Polish person while I was there. And I want my toll money back. Let me put that up that way. And then I drove over to wherever the fuck I did that show. It was a nice, it was a really nice day. So anyway, that was New York. That was New York City, my experience in New York City. And speaking of New York, and I think we're gonna wrap up the podcast on this. What are my thoughts on, will, if Trump being arrested possibly? Well, first of all, I think that it won't matter because he will get off. And even though he's kind of getting arrested because he got off. You're listening to 96.6, The Spigot. So I think it won't matter ultimately. People are like, oh, it's going to rally his base. I don't. His base can be rallied anyway. Does that make sense? It's like anyone who thinks like, oh, the attorney general in New York shouldn't arrest him because it's going to rally Donald Trump's base. If it wasn't an arrest that was going to rally his base, it could literally just be like, somebody fat shamed me. And then they would be like, oh, we got to vote for him again. You know, it doesn't matter. I don't think any of this matters. He's going to get off. It won't matter. Will not affect his run for president either way, unfortunately. And I think that it is fascinating. I believe he is the first sitting president who would ever be arrested. Now, you might be like, Blake, he's not in office anymore. Joe Biden is the sitting president. I would say, actually, have you seen the way that Donald Trump looks? That guy, whether he's in office or not, is a sitting president. Folks, he's not a standing president. He sure as hell isn't a jogging president. Thank you so much for listening to Blake's Takes, for God's sakes. Patrons, I'll talk to you on Friday. The rest of the patrons, I'll see you on Wednesday the 29th. That's the switch. And thank you so much for listening. My apologies to Lee Harvey Oswald. And is that his name? Lee Harvey Oswald? I guess it is. Harvey Lee Oswald sounds like it should be his name. Oh, well, we'll fix that. I'll get back to him on that. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Blake Sakes, for God's sakes. And I will talk to you all soon. Blake Wexler.